Unit 14. The Mummy's Curse. Page 168. He is called the Boy King. He became pharaoh at age 9. He died at 19, probably murdered by his own general, Horemheb, who later became pharaoh. Although we know little about his life, Tutankhamun, or King Tut, is the most famous Egyptian king. He died 3,300 years ago, but some believe his curse still has power. The curse became famous some 80 years ago when King Tut's tomb was discovered. Like other important Egyptians, Tut's body was mummified and placed in a tomb with everything a person might need in the afterlife: jewelry, gold coins, clothing, food. These treasures, of course, attracted tomb robbers. Egyptian tomb builders tried to protect the tombs from intruders. They built these burial chambers in secret places, such as the Valley of Kings. They built false doors and secret rooms and sealed the tombs with rock. Then they put curses on anyone who tried to enter. However, not even curses stopped the tomb robbers. Almost all of the tombs were robbed in ancient or medieval times. By the time young British archaeologist Howard Carter arrived in Egypt in 1891, most ancient tombs had been broken into. Carter came to Egypt with the dream of finding one undisturbed tomb. He searched for years without luck and ran out of money. Then, in 1918, Carter met Lord Carnarvon, a British aristocrat, who gave him the money he needed to continue. 5 years later, Carter returned to England to meet with Carnarvon. While in England, Carter bought a canary and took it back to Egypt. His Egyptian foreman, Rhys Ahmed, believed this golden bird was a good sign. "It will lead us to the tomb," he said. A week later, Carter found the hidden steps leading to King Tut's tomb. But that night, a snake entered Carter's house and killed the canary. Since the snake was a symbol of the pharaohs, Rhys believed this was bad luck, and he urged Carter not to enter the tomb. Carter, of course, didn't listen to the foreman's warning. He waited anxiously for Carnarvon to come from England for the opening of the tomb. On November 26, 1923, the tomb was unsealed. Carter looked in with his flashlight. "Do you see anything?" Carnarvon asked. "Yes. Wonderful things." Carter found a golden sarcophagus. Inside the sarcophagus was the mummy of the boy king in a golden mask. The tomb was full of treasures that would stun the world. It was a time of triumph for Carter and Carnarvon. Carnarvon was unable to celebrate for long, however. A week after the discovery, he was bitten on the cheek by a mosquito. When he was shaving, he cut open the mosquito bite, and it became infected. Within a week, he was dead. Later, it was discovered that King Tut had a wound in the same place on his cheek as Carnarvon. Moreover, at the moment Carnarvon died, Cairo's electricity went out. And back in England, Carnarvon's three-legged dog, Susie, began to howl and then died suddenly. According to newspapers, Carnarvon was the first victim of the curse of King Tut. Reporters claimed that Carter had found a tablet with the curse inscribed on it and hidden it so that his workers would not be afraid. Carter himself always denied that this was true. However, within 10 years, journalists reported that over 12 people connected with the discovery of the tomb had died in suspicious ways. As late as the 1970s, when a guard at the King Tut exhibition in San Francisco had a heart attack, people blamed the curse. "Death will come on swift wings to those who disturb the pharaoh's rest," the curse supposedly said. Was this true? In 2002, Mark Nelson, an Australian medical researcher at Monash University, investigated the curse. He studied the lifespan of all the Europeans present at the opening of the tomb and the discovery of the mummy. He also researched the lifespan of other Westerners living in Egypt at the time. Dr. Nelson said, "I found no evidence for the curse's existence. Perhaps finally, Like the tragic boy king Tutankhamun, the curse may now be put to rest. Tut's discoverer, Howard Carter, would have been pleased with Nelson's study. All sane people should dismiss such stories with contempt, Carter once said. Carter, by the way, lived to be 66.